Hello, welcome to Batchy for Blokes. I'm Jackie Kosolke from Triple M Sydney, and with me, Joe Thornley, who writes the recaps for news.com.au, which you should all read.
G'day, peasants.
I know. So much to talk about this week.
It's packed full of stuff.
Oh, guys, we're going to keep this as entertaining as we can.
Which, thankfully, the show is now doing.
Oh, can I just tell you, I've never seen bitching like I saw this week.
I loved it.
Yes.
If it's happening on my television, it's not happening in my life, which is great.
Absolutely. So this week we're going to talk about girl fighting and bitching.
That's right. This is our gift to you blokes.
Yeah, we'll break it down for you.
Fairly well known that women don't use physical violence much. We like emotional damage.
Yes.
We like inflicting those wounds.
And cutting deep.
Words hurt, Jackie.
We also need to talk about the three intruders, and also we need to talk about the dates, because it's a dating show.
Absolutely. And I liked some and I hated some.
The first episode on Wednesday night featured, Batchy was off doing some extreme sports dating, which we'll get to later. And basically the girls at the mansion were left with probably very little food. Girls are there for, we reckon, what do you reckon, 5 hours?
5 hours.
5 hours waiting for the bachelor with nothing to do but bocce.
And nothing to wear but tassels, headbands, flowers and boobs.
Haberdashery.
Yes.
And basically, I have never seen anyone so blind in my entire life. Blind.
It was the pissy party. Fabulous. And I like every time anything happened that they had a reaction to, it was one of these reactions. Oh my God!
Yeah, wow. It was, yeah. So the girls are blind. Let's be honest. They were drunk. Drunkity, drunk, drunk, drunk.
Yep, they were glamour maggot.
And what's great about that, being that maggoted, is, you know, it's not great when you are that girl, but it's great to watch because you're like, oh, this is how it's going to go down.
You know.
Tears.
And bitching.
Tears and bitching is going
to
happen.
In the toilet. As soon as people start heading to the toilet.
It's on.
Yeah. You know there's going to be some echoey shouting.
The girls were blind. They were waiting for Richie. Three intruders popped up. So it was basically a recipe for explosion.
And this is all you need to start a fight. One person says something about another person.
Yeah. So Georgia started the fight.
Yeah. Georgia was the main pot stirrer.
Yeah. And it's directed at Kira, supervillain.
She encouraged other girls to say what they didn't like about Kira. And, you know, nobody said she was ugly or catty or anything. They said she was ungrateful. As girls, we're extremely good at finding scabs and giving them a pick.
And even if it's a scab that's like 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years old, if you give that a little pick,
I know,
it's on.
These days, if anyone says, remember when you were on Romper Room, Joe, I crumble. Shut up. Shut up.
So this has fired up Kira. Well, actually, it was Kiki and Kira sort of going at each other as well, which surprised me because I love Kiki. I love her.
I love them both.
Yeah. And I was like, no, Kiki, you're better than this. Come on, step out, doll.
But I like that she followed Kira to the toilet to try and make amends. Also, no one makes amends 5 minutes after you've stirred it up. At which point, Kira said the best thing she could possibly have said, go away, peasant. On the social meds, when mentioning peasant, I think peasant is going to have a massive renaissance.
I feel like peasant might have been trending on Twitter on Wednesday night.
People have changed their Twitter handles to be peasant something.
Go away, peasant. Now, what was great about that was then when Kira came out of the bathroom, she was still abusing Kiki whilst doing up her pants.
Yes.
And washing her hands.
And Sarah, one of the intruders, which we'll get to soon, was just standing there going, what, aside from this tiny blue dress, what have I got myself into?
So, you know, the thing is with bitching, like with guys, guys have fights too, and we've seen that in The Bachelorette. We saw that last year. Guys get bitchy too.
But I don't think they craft it as well.
No, they're not as good at it. And the thing is, they're over it straight away and they move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Grudges.
Joe, have you ever had a scrag fight?
I have a twin sister. She's really pretty. And we sisters fight and sisters hit.
Yeah.
And bite a bit. But I haven't had one with a non-relative.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah,
I can imagine. You scrappy thing, you.
Yeah, I was, and it was again, it was at a pub after no food and maybe about 8 beers.
Perfection.
So it was peak, you know, I was, it was like the girls, you know, it was peak.
Yeah, 8 beers, that's Barney juice.
Yeah, ready to go. So, and this girl walked in and she started, she'd been saying things about me and, you know, blah.
That's it, that's all you need.
And I was like, I've seen her, she's here, I'm on, let's go.
Can I ask what the first move was?
Okay, so I'd planned this in my head and I've always wanted to say this to someone, in, like I've always wanted to. So I walked up to her and I was like, I heard you've been saying things about me. And she's like, yeah. And then I went,
come on, man.
Do you want to go, bitch? Because I'll go.
You did not.
And it's like, because it sounded really awesome in my head. And then I thought, this is going to be awesome. And I had no follow through. There was no way.
Can you
way.
See the tears in my eyes? I'm tearing up with respect.
There is no way I was going to follow through. But I was like, do you want to go, bitch? Because I'll go. Right. And I was having a beer with a mate of mine. Right. And he was just there going, I didn't want to stop it because it was majestic.
Did he? Did he have an erection?
I don't know. I don't know. But he was like, I didn't want to stop this because it was majestic. Mm. Anyway. And then she went, you're a joke, Jackie, and everyone's laughing at you. And then my bottom lip sort of started quivering and I was like, don't let her see you cry. And then, like, I ran out of the pub crying.
So it wasn't – oh, I thought you were going to say, and then I hit her.
No,
well,
I didn't.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. I'm didn't glad you're her. Evolved enough to have not resorted to violence.
Oh, no. So, you know, that was pretty epic, though, on Wednesday
yes.
night. And,
yes.
and it affected Noni.
She was crying. The first time I cried in front of a guy, he said – your eyes look so amazing when you cry. And I thought, great. Great.
So basically that took up most of the episode on Wednesday night. Just epic scrag fight.
And the tempers were already frayed.
Yes.
As I said, like a slutty girl's shorts. By the arrival of the intruders.
Yes, the intruders. Now, this was the extreme sports date that I alluded to, Jo.
I liked it because they all, all of the three girls arrived through a puddle.
Why?
Quad bike, through a puddle. Dirt bike, through a puddle. Horse, yep, through a puddle.
So these girls have landed. They're having each had a solo date with Richie. Essentially a date. They had a date.
Well, it was like, you know, couch on the ground.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But, you know, so the quad biker, she was the model?
Quad bike is Steph the model.
Yeah.
I think she's going to cause some trouble. I think she's a serious contender.
Mm. Because she's blonde.
But she's a blonde biomedical degree absconder to become a model.
Right.
Your basic nightmare. And she has that twinkle in her eye.
Yeah.
That means she's going to stir some stuff up.
She's very game on moles. So, and then the other blonde, because blondes.
Sarah.
Sarah was on the BMX. Is that what it is, or is it a dirt bike?
I think it was a dirt bike.
I'm sorry, guys. I know this is a bachelor a podcast for boys, but I don't understand the difference between BMX and dirt bike.
Well,
I should do my research.
One makes a noise.
Oh.
Yeah, BMX is like you're hooning around the neighbourhood.
Oh.
Doing wheelies. Jackie, cause sulky.
Sarah was on the dirt bike, which
yes.
is not a BMX, and she's a bit crazy eyes.
I kind of love her. Mm. I don't... Like in the cooking challenge, she cut lemon into love hearts. That's all you need to know. Oh, and I would never make a comment about anyone's voice. So I'm going to stay silent.
All right, cool. So I can say it. Wow, squeaky. Wow, squeaky. And then the third intruder was this like goddess with a long mane who rode in.
No,
on
that
a-
was the horse. Oh, right. Okay.
Who rode in on a horse. Kalia?
Kalia. I'm calling her Amal Clooney.
Yeah.
She's studying human rights law. She's and it will be like if those two get married, then like Amal Clooney, she will completely eclipse her husband.
Yeah, totally. Gorgeous girl.
Gorgeous.
But all three of them, I was like, yes. The first one, Steph, I was like, yeah, she'll be around the longest. The other two, I was like, nah, this is just filler to create drama and bitching at the cocktail party. Boom, that
filler
happened.
To create bitching. Is the premise of the show.
100%. Mm. So let's move on to the dates. The first date we had was...
Rachel.
That's right.
That was a really good date, the yes. climbing up a pole date.
Yeah.
So they went on a tall ship.
Because boats and bachelor.
Boats. It's a journey metaphor. Yeah. I think, you know, they've been told to not say journey anymore, so they just go on them.
Yeah.
They climbed the mast, they somersaulted off the deck, and then they did a rum tasting.
Can we talk about Rachel? Okay, so she's brunette, so she's on shaky ground.
But she feels like she's on shaky ground aesthetically.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're gorgeous. Shush. Oh.
So gorgeous. She looks like a young Gretel Colleen.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so she's gone on the tall ship with Batchy. And then he's like, oh, should we go for a swim? And she's there in a triangle bikini. And she's like standing on the edge of the boat. And we thought, oh, yeah, she's going to dive in. Does a backflip.
Does a flippin' backflip.
Does a backflip. And Bachelor tries and does a belly flop because, you know, Richie. He's just got no charisma. Anyway, so.
Oh, until he has some rum.
Yes.
That was, we had a glimpse of personality. Now, last week you said every date needs alcohol. Every date with Richie needs alcohol.
Every date. Every date in general needs alcohol.
There was a glimmer of personality. It was very exciting.
Do you know what, Joe? I've never been on a sober date.
They're noodles. Sober noodles.
So, yes. Yeah.
Wordplay, Jackie.
It took a moment. Then he pashed her because he kisses everyone.
Sprays them with a rose, gives them a pash, and puts that little bit of hair behind their ear. That's his sig move.
So anyway, then the second date, solo date he had was with Elena.
Yes. I really like her. I think she's a contender. I don't think she's mysterious. I think she's just boring.
I think she's boring, but he's boring too, you know?
Oh, that's why they're a match. And the lighting at their Mudgy picnic was adorable. They are the cutest couple ever.
So private jet to Mudgy. Again, you wouldn't say no to that. Some guy's like, are we going to get a private jet to Mudgy?
No, but I'd, you know, even if you said, let's get a bus to Mudgy. Mudgy's a great
place. Mudgy is a great place. So they're doing wine tasting Mudgy, blah, 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 blah.
Both single dates were quality dates. You know, boating and rum tasting plus
private jet.
And if you don't have access to your private jet, BMX bike is fine.
I was watching it with my housemate Sassy and I was like, how much do you reckon a private jet to Mudgy is? And so she's like, shall I check it out? I was like, sure.
Google.
This is what we do. It was like, what are you doing this weekend? So she's Googled it and she said, it said you have to suggest a quote. And we were like, $50?
Oh, was the company called Mudgy Suggest a Quote?
Well, if not, there's a new business venture for us.
That's right.
So again, quality date. Elena, just gorgeous.
Rose, kiss, touched her hair.
He kissed her twice. Kissed her twice. So if you're on the kiss tally for The Bachelor this week, we have Rachel once, Elena twice in one date.
Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki at the cocktail party.
That was a bit cheeky.
Took her for a chat. Broke new couch ground. This is a couch that has never been sat on before.
Took her away and was like, just want you to know I still really like you, even though I'm kissing other girls.
My housemate gasped and said, you're not allowed to kiss them at the cocktail party.
Let me put this to you, Jo Thornley. In last year's Bachelor, Shnazana and – did I say it right? Shnez and Sam have gone off to a secret couch during a group date and he kissed her.
Yes.
I'll just leave that with you.
I don't understand the scandal.
Well,
I don't under-scandal.
It's a bit cheeky, but I guess what I'm trying to say is she's the front runner. That's what I'm trying to say.
Conspiracy theory.
Boring group date. Yawn challenge.
A recent group date. How do you do as a mother? This group date. Cook me a meal.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, I used to work in Piermont where those fish markets are. It is amazing and the food is great and has the best yum cha in Sydney, FYI. But the smell of that joint, I don't want to go on a date to the fish markets. Do you know what I mean?
it's too close to home.
It's no. So anyway, so there was a challenge, blah, blah, blah,
but
blah,
Richie,
blah.
I loved that because we didn't hear a lot from Alex, who owns Richie, this week. But I did like when he held up a fish and said, who wants to kiss it? She's like, me, I will.
She would do anything for him.
I'm going to kiss it. Knocked people over on the way.
Have you seen the way she looks at him?
I love the way she looks at him. I think we're going to get more of that next week as well.
Yes, I think so too. Laser crazy guys. The winners of the seafood cook for your man 1950s housewife challenge was Noni, who has bacon tattooed on her foot.
Well, now she's going to also have halibut tattooed on the other foot, but not oysters.
And yes, and Rachel, who also owns Richie.
Oh, a little bit.
So Rachel got bitchy again.
Richie bitchy.
And another thing we do, guys, is when we get bitchy is we size up our opposition and we pick out their weakness.
We're very good at that.
And so Rachel's honed in on the fact that Noni is like 22, 23 and – you know, Noni was like, I've never had oysters and then like carried on. Yeah, oysters are gross, but just swallow it. Swallow it whole.
But Noni wasn't really engaging. She was just, well, she was too busy gagging on an oyster.
Yeah, she gagged on an oyster and then she put it in a napkin and left it on the table, you know, and I was like, 22. I probably did that when I was 22. And then she said, Noni was like, I've never been to Perth. And Rachel's like, well, you can come and visit us. And I was like, doll, that is deep.
It was a very good call though. But otherwise that dinner was quite boring.
Yeah, yeah. Should we move on to the last solo date?
What was the last solo? Oh, could I forget?
Okay, so
Kira finally gets her single date.
Finally gets a date. Richie picks her up and she's like, later, guys.
And then I'm so glad to be away from those bitches.
Yeah, yeah. And then the that went all the way into the ad break, and I feel like The Bachelor just looped her laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I just imagine that she kept laughing throughout the entire ad break.
Yes.
But I like that's her in a – he drove her away in a convertible, and I thought this is an actual – this is a proper, legitimate reason for you to keep licking your teeth.
Yes.
Got to wipe the bugs off.
Also, her face doesn't move.
Everyone's entitled to their own procedures.
So they go on a yoga date.
Which is hilarious. Also, don't take us on yoga dates.
No, please don't take us on yoga dates.
Do you know how many, just the likelihood of farting, for one. When they first linked Kira with yoga, I thought, really? And then I realised, no, it's another opportunity for her to be bossy. The yoga instructor,
I know,
was superfluous to needs.
Yeah. And then my favourite bit was when she was like, yeah, you have to position yourself this way. That's how you get abs. And then pointed at her abs. And I was like, so then after the really awkward yoga thing and Kira's there going, oh, we had great chemistry. Oh, it was a bit sexy. Oh, yeah.
They went straight from yoga to heartbreak. He wrote a song called I Hacked Into This Coconut and Now I'm Going to Do the Same With Your Feelings.
It was, you know, that Simpsons episode where Lisa Simpson breaks up with Ralph Wiggum and you can
pinpoint the moment.
Exact moment that her heart shattered.
His heart. Yes. I don't think her heart was breaking though.
Her ego.
I think she just, yeah, she went, I was actually wrong. How can he not be in love with me?
Yeah. Also, we had another exit this week, a surprising one. Well, it wasn't surprising to me, Joe, because again, unlike you, I read a lot of Bachelor blogs and websites and newspapers.
And whereas I was blissfully unaware and so I was suddenly struck by shock and whimsy, that's the price you pay.
So Richie has called Megan, gorgeous Megan.
Gorgeous Megan.
Free diving Megan.
Free diving.
Great rig. So Megan was like, sorry, Richie, I will not accept this rose.
I love that she did that. I love that she just said, you know, on the show that has fake babies and 50s cooking, she just went, nope.
No.
No, thank you.
And I loved his response, shit.
Shit.
So, you know what, Megan, all class.
But we're talking, okay, one rose ceremony all week, three people gone.
Yeah. Oh, the other one.
Georgia.
Well, she was brunette.
Bye.
See you, doll. But the great thing about Georgia's exit was, and you know, she was a bit filthy because she'd been drinking for 12 hours.
But I think the swearing car rant.
So great. So
great. Is the new thing.
So usually, you know, after they get evicted, they're in the car on the way home and it's like, yeah, he wasn't one for me. We didn't have any chemistry. Onwards and upwards.
But she's straight in with they're all skanks anyway.
Oh, with those smacking skanks. And I was like, oh, yes, yeah, yes.
That needs to be a thing. I like, you know, everyone eliminated from reality shows so far says, well, you know, it was a great opportunity and I was just happy to be considered. Mm-mm. I like this. I want people to get eliminated and then go, this is shit.
Yes. Okay. Well, look, that's Batchy for Blokes. I hope we've enlightened you on what it feels like to be a bitch. I don't know.
And just like on The Bachelor, we're brunettes, so we're going.